Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, a listener wrote in and they're asking about naked trade setups. They said that they've been building confidence by backtesting and demo trading on daily charts, and they're getting better. You know, it's getting to break even-ish. But the markets are still very unpredictable to this person. They can't seem to get to the 75 to 80% win rate that they hear about. What should they do about that?
Right. Well, you know, you can make money with all kinds of win rates. You know, I have a friend in Canada, Enho, and he does quite well with like a, you know, 30% win rate. So you don't have to necessarily be right all the time. And I know that's something that a lot of people want to have. It's probably because the system that you're testing doesn't really sort of jive with you. And that's going to seem sort of weird because intuitively we would think, well, once you see a setup, anyone can see it and anyone can learn to trade it. But it's not really that transferable. So it may be that you're trading it differently to the other people. You might be, you know, missing a rule or something like that. So, for example, one common one that comes up if you're trading big shadows is that you don't necessarily look for the biggest candle that you've seen in the last 5, 6, 7, 10 candles. And that's a really good optimizer. Like if you're trading those patterns, you kind of want to see a candle that's a big one and is a big deal to the market. So that's one thing, but I wouldn't really get caught up in all of the minor details of trying to duplicate someone else's win rate. What I would do instead is work with your risk management and work with what you have. So if you really, really like, for example, I don't know what system this trader is testing, but if you're testing the big shadow and you're getting 65% win rate and you really wish that you were up at 75, 80% win rate, can you make the 65% win rate work for you? It may be that your targets are really aggressive, and so you're still able to make money with a 65% win rate because your reward risk ratio is 2.7 to 1 or something like that. So that's, you know what I mean? That's the kind of thing. It's probably related to the way that you see these, and it could also be very likely related to the way that you're exiting from these, because some traders move to break even rather quickly. I typically do that, which means a lot of my trades get stopped down at break even. Other traders will hold for longer, and it means their profits are larger. They get bigger reward to risk ratios and things like that. So I would definitely kind of take a step back and make sure that you're trading what makes sense to you. And then after that, dig into your exits and see if perhaps there's some way that you can change your exit strategy if you really want to bump up your reward to risk ratio. Or sorry, you want to bump up your win rate. Because you probably have a, if you have a low win rate, you probably have a really solid reward to risk ratio. And I know that's a jump that I'm making there, but it's usually the case. So if you have a low win rate and a low reward risk ratio, then something's definitely wrong, right?
But yeah.
So that's what I would say. It's hard to know exactly what's going on here without more information, but typically it doesn't sit well with you, or your exits are quite aggressive, and that's what's reducing your win rate. The other thing is sometimes people count break even trades as losers or winners. So that can kind of mess with your testing. Like, so typically what would happen, let's say in a live account, is I would move my trade to plus 5 or 10 pips when it's quote moved to break even. Now that trade will actually register as a winner. Mm-hmm. when it comes back and pops you out at break even. But I don't look at those trades. I consider those trades that never happen. I just want a few pips to cover. For example, if I'm paying on the swap and I'm paying interest on every day, then I want those few pips to kind of take a bite out of that cost. So that's another thing to consider, is sometimes people see their testing results or whatever, and it doesn't quite match up. And it could be because of something silly like that, where you just forget that you should eliminate all of your break-even trades instead of letting those drag down your reward to risk ratio. Because if you have a bunch of 5-pip trades, that really reduces your average winner, doesn't it? So things like that too. So in Forex Tester, it's easy because you just click on move to break even, and then it's literally a break even trade, although it can be a loser because it because you might be paying swap or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it's a tricky question, but in the end, it's probably something to do with the way you see them or your exit. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. All right, thanks, Walter. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.